Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
And God's not trying to change the system. It's like when you got saved, God didn't just try to improve you. He changed you. You are a new creation. Some need to understand that. You are not the old you. You are a new creation. You are no longer after the lineage or the seed of Adam. You are the seed of Christ now. Amen. You're not that seed. You're after the new Adam, the second Adam, Christ. All right? Important for us to know, you know, we are new creatures. Back to the mingled seed. Why, God forbid, mingled seed? You get seedless grapes. And you also get an animal called a mule. It's a hybrid. Amen. What does that mean? Because it was mingled seed, amen, it's a hybrid, which means it cannot reproduce itself. Amen. That's the end of it. Seedless grapes, they ain't going to reproduce. Amen. They have no seed. Amen. So that's why God said, you stop mingling seed. Because if you on Sunday is hurrah, hurrah, and then on Monday, you know, it's Blue Monday, you're mingling seed and you won't reproduce. You're going to get stuck right out there in that wilderness. Even though the blessing of God is upon you, is over you, is flowing through you, you can shut it down with mingled seed. That's why the devil wants you to say stuff. Yes. Yes. Amen. About yourself or about your children. Amen. Or about your situation. Or about a season. Every time this season comes, shall I just get sick? I know I'm going to get sick. Well, get sick because it's coming. Why? You said it. Remember when Peter denied the Lord three times? He brought a curse on his life. He did. He brought a curse. This you need to know. As a child of God, no one can curse you. But you. If you give place to it. If you believe in it. If you receive it. Yes, you people dabbling with Ouija boards and stuff and all that stuff, you invite evil spirits. But when you walk upright, no one can curse you. As a matter of fact, when the devil did attack Job, he had to get permission. Anybody that has to get permission for something is under authority. And if God knew that Job couldn't handle it, the devil wasn't coming. But he was showing off on Job. Mingled seed keeps you in the wilderness. We learn his ways when we are obedient in conflict. When you want to punch somebody out. I see some of y'all. I see Deke right here. You used to punch folk out, didn't you? You want to punch them out, but you humble yourself. You hold your peace. Yes, sir. You take everything, every fiber in you to hold your peace, but you do it. In conflict, this is how you learn his ways. There's a transference of something there. You die some more to you, but you come more alive to him. Yeah, you do. It's like they say in the gym, no pain, no gain. Sometimes it's like that. But we learn his ways, and it's imperative that we know his ways, not just what he can do. We know, everyone knows God can do this. The creator of the universe can do anything. But do you know him? Do you know his ways? Do you know how to walk with him? Do you hear him? Can you distinguish? He said, my sheep know my voice. And a stranger they won't follow. That's so important. So this, where we're coming upon, is the ending of God doing some work in private. Let me say to some of you that may have felt lonely or alone or like no one understands, or, you know, no matter how you tried to explain it to somebody, they just didn't get it. They couldn't help you. Well, that's not God punishing you. You have to recognize God separated you. Amen. Listen, I'm going to go as far to tell you, some of the things that used to be sources of relief for you are no longer. Amen. Sources that you used to rely upon. God says no. That season's over. That cannot go where I'm taking you. That does not tie into your next phase of destiny.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And so those lonely hours where you moped and was mad at God, wouldn't pray, wouldn't open your Bible, just went on the TV binge, ice cream binge, and you're petting your flesh. Those were times God separated you. When you come to learn his ways and you start to surrender, see, there's a grace to yield. And some need yet to come to that place because there's something about you that's still alive because you're avoiding God. You're fighting God. You don't know. See, that part of you got to die. And see, that takes faith to die to yourself. And in that secret place, see, God, the chosen ones, God deals with them in secret. Many want to get, you know, public applaud without ever having had secret discipline. You in for a great fall, because you'll be dependent on the applause, and after a while, you'll do anything to get the applause. But when God has dealt with you in secret, in the wilderness, where wasn't no applause, wasn't nobody saying, attaboy, wasn't nobody there to encourage you and comfort you, no matter how you sought it out, they still didn't have the answer. After you finished talking 3 hours, you still went away sad. When you come to understand the knowledge of his ways and you start to say, Lord, you know what? I'm just going to surrender here. I remember it comes to me right now when I was first called into what we call full-time ministry. All of us in full-time ministry. I don't care if you're working a job or not. You're in full-time ministry. You think full-time ministry is just where you don't have a job. No. Sometimes your full-time ministry is your job.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Or it's involved in your job.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord started dealing. I was working for the Department of Juvenile Justice. And I had what I felt was a really, really, really good job. And the guy that hired me was a good friend. Admired our ministry and everything. And I had a big office, made my own schedule. You know, just, it was like utopia and God started dealing with me. about coming away from that job. I'm not telling you to go away from your job. This is how I dealt with me back in the mid-90s. And I was like, uh-uh. God gave me this job. Why would he take this from me? I did that for a while till it started to get intense. You know, where you can't ignore him no more. Like you don't want to see. Finally, I remember, I can picture this just as like it was yesterday. I was sitting in a big old office, and I knew God was after me. And I finally, at that desk, I said, okay, Lord, I know what you're trying to do here. I said, give me 3 months to just turn all these programs I've developed over to someone that will steward them well. And I say yes to your will. I remember saying that because I didn't explain it to my supervisor or anything yet. And we had a lot of stuff going, real, you know, it was really exciting stuff. And the moment I said that, the peace of God, I'm telling you, the peace of God came in there like the Shekinah glory and just sat on me. And I knew God was after this all the time. I'm running from it, you know, ducking and dodging it, and, you know, trying to, because it was so, you know, fulfilling. Amen. I said, no, I told him, I said, Lord, I know what you want, but I don't want to be at the mercy of people.
Right.
Amen. That was my pet peeve. I said, I don't want to be at the mercy of people. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, you won't be at the mercy of people. You have my mercy. People are not your source. I am your source. See, so listen, we must learn his ways. You know, we can say, well, yeah, I know how to work. Have you learned that? From the time that we did, when we came out into what God called us, we are a witness. And that's been 34 plus years now of walking with the Lord like this, and he has been the source. People have come and gone. People have given and withheld.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine, higher than religion, higher than just going through the motions. In the Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us, from the troposphere to the stratosphere. Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.